You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 28 and verse 3. Do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts. It is not everybody that speaks nice that really mean well with you. It's not everybody you see that laughs with you that is truly happy with you. There are people that rejoices with you. There are people that rejoice with you, but are envious of you, are jealous of you, are wondering why it is you. So it is not what people say that is a reflection of who they are, because you don't know their heart. You remember when Jesus came to Nathanael, Jesus said, "I have found a true Israelite in whom there is no guile." When they told him about Jesus, he said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" He didn't try to say what everybody is saying. He didn't try to speak the things that people who were older than him were saying. He spoke his mind truthfully. He found it difficult to believe that a city like Nazareth, how can a savior, a righteous person, come out of from that place? And Jesus commended him. But you see, my focus is not for you to worry about people who may speak peace to your face, but evil is in their heart. That's not my focus. That should not even be our worry as believers. The issue is that you as a believer, hope you are not such a person that speaks peace, but evil is in your heart. Hope you are not such a person that you appear to rejoice, but you are sad on the inside. When you go and check your result and you realize that you fail, and then you ask your friend, "How about your own?" And then your friend say, "I passed." And then you say, "Oh, praise God, I'm happy for you. I failed, but I'm happy for you." But within your heart, you are sad that your friend passed. You are not sad that you failed. You are sad that your friend passed. As a believer, do you speak peace? Do you speak nice to people? But behind them, you speak all manner of evil. You gossip them, you slander them, you backbite. But when you are in their presence, you speak nice of them. It is wickedness. You are a worker of iniquity. Remember what Jesus said. He said, "I will say to them, I never knew you, ye workers of iniquity." As God's children, our purity must be in the heart. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart." When you are pure in heart, what you speak will be true. You will rejoice with those who are rejoicing. You will mourn with those who are mourning. You are not going to be sad because people are making progress. They didn't block your own progress. It is witchcraft, it is wickedness for you to become sad because somebody is making progress. Somebody just called you, "Oh, I just thank God I got the visa," and then you become sad and miserable. How? Why? As God's children, that's not the kind of heart that we are given. The Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus." We now have the mind of Christ. You should be genuinely happy with people. I've often heard people say, "Only your parents are interested in you succeeding more than them." That is not true. A genuine believer should be interested in people succeeding and making progress. I remember somebody said, "Oh, sir, I want to be like you." And I said, "No, you won't be like me. You will be better than me in the name of Jesus." Amen. Why would you not want people to be better? We are not in competition. It's a personal relationship with God. Nobody can take away my relationship with God. I can't take yours. May the Lord give you a pure heart in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. In case you want to know more, about the Living Throne Ministry, you can please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.